Good morning. I am Pastor Brad Hales, and today is the eighth day of Christmas, January 1st, 2024. Our lesson today comes from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, verses 15 through 21. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that it has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. And at the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angels before he was conceived in the womb. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. One of the joys of being a pastor is to visit newborn babies in the hospital and getting to celebrate with their families. When you walk into the room, you receive the sense of new life and hope for the future. And on this New Year's Day, are we ready to encounter the new life and hope that comes through the baby Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth? After the angel's pronunciation of Christ's birth, the shepherds, some of the poorest of citizens, decide to go and see the newborn king for themselves. They find the baby in a cave, lying in an animal feeding trough, with his amazed parents looking on. After the shepherds experienced God's Son, they praised and thanked the Lord. Their lives would be forever changed. Mary and Joseph's lives would be forever changed. And our own lives will be forever changed by the Word made flesh. Today, as we celebrate the beginning of a new year, maybe you're still wondering why we're focusing on Christmas. Wasn't that a few days ago? Are we still talking about the gifts and lights? Isn't it time to take down the Christmas tree? Those might be our thoughts, but Christmas is far from over. The recognition of Jesus coming is more than a one-day event. Christ's appearance on the scene gave meaning and purpose to all creation. All of a sudden, there was a constant light shining in the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome the light. A new year is providing us with the opportunity to begin anew, and there is no better way than to cling to the one who promises new life and forgiveness in his name. May Jesus become the center of our daily living, as we spend the coming year praising him, worshiping him, serving him, and sharing him with our friends, relatives, associates, and neighbors. Let the name of Jesus be lifted high each day to come. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As the shepherds and Jesus' own parents were changed by this child, may our own lives be changed by Christ's arrival. As we begin a new year, may Jesus be the center of our very existence. As we serve you by serving others, help us always to cling to your only Son, the way, the truth, and the life. We pray all these things in the name that is above all names, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.